Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come again this morning. We come, dear Father, with heads bowed and humble hearts approaching your mighty throne of grace, thanking you for permitting us to be in the land of the living, and asking you to continue to look down upon us and keep us in your unchanging hand. We know, dear Father, as we travel through this world, Satan antagonizes us more than any in this world. He's always between us and God to see who he can turn around. But let us, as your children, keep marching on, keep stamping out Satan, and keep doing our level best to make heaven our home. We know, dear Father, that we are in this world, but we're not of this world. We're part of a much higher calling, a much more glorious being. So we're asking you, dear Father, as we travel, to continue to help us, love us, guide us, and bless us and keep us. We know that, dear Father, the rulers in this world have gone mad. They've chosen to study war, to do all sorts of evil, and yet we, your children, remain humble, praying, knowing that you have a place prepared for us. We're also praying, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, that we, your children, will continue to love and care for one another as we should and ought, to do good to all men, but especially those who are the household of faith. We're asking you, dear Father, that we will continue to seek out our brothers and sisters, continue to love and care for them, and continue to strive to make heaven our home. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will come and lay our burdens at the foot of the cross, that we will continue to remain there. Let us stand firm on the word of God. Let us continue to preach and teach the word of God so boldly that all men and women will have to come asking, "What must I do to be saved?" And once they come, let us stop and take the time to love them, to care for them, and to teach them the word of the Almighty God. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of our preacher brothers who continue to preach your word, those who work tirelessly, who do their level best to deliver this word. We're praying, dear Father, that you will give them longevity of life and help them to continue to preach and teach the word. Give them the desire to carry the word of God to all of this known world. We're also asking you, dear Father, as they preach and teach and souls come, help them to take the time to wait, to teach, to preach, to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. We're also praying, dear Father, as they continue to preach and teach, help them to make their calling and election sure. Help them to make full proof of their ministry as soldiers of the cross. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to show the world what love is about. Continue to stand firm and let the world know that we belong to Jesus Christ and to no other. And once the world has understood this, let us continue to preach and teach the word of God. We're also praying, dear Father, that our radio ministry will continue to go out across the world. We'll continue to bring souls. We'll continue to bring forth fruit that's worthy of repentance. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go, help us, your children, to not look back into this world, to not fall in love with the filthy beggarments of this world, but always march on toward glory, as you have commanded us to do. We're also praying to you, dear Father, that you will help us to lock hand in hand, arm in arm, and be fit subjects for the cause of Christ, teaching and preaching the word of God so boldly that we will convert Christians everywhere we go. And if you look down upon us and find that we've been faithful in these things, we ask that you will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praises to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.